Now, how long have you been with Parks and Rec?
February 1st was 31 years.
Have they changed that much?
Yes, because I sat down and thought about it. And when I started, there was the director, and then there was Louise and Cindy doing the bookkeeping and stuff. And there was three athletic people, two programmers, which was Terry Womack and myself, started. One person in McFadden, one in a part-time person at Holloway. And there was only like six maintenance guys that were full-time. So that's, you know, a big change now. Of course, we didn't have as many parks and things either.
I guess back then, the big park was Old Fort.
Yeah, I think so.
Barfield wasn't even a dream at that time.
McKnight was there partially. There was the four-field, ball-field complex. Sportscom, I think, broke ground like a week or two before Terry and I started. And so there was very little.
You learned under Hollis Harris, I guess, for the movies Under the Stars.
That's correct, yes. And when he could no longer do the movies, we just went ahead and took it over.
And you've done a great job.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
That's a tradition in the community.
I know. And it was one of the things that I thought we didn't want to stop just because he couldn't do it any longer. So we bought his equipment, and we've updated it a lot since then. And we've changed the sites and tried to get, you know, a lot of different areas in the community so people wouldn't have to travel across town. I've kept asking for a place at the new park to make sure we could do movies there when it came to needing to do that, and Splash Out, which are, you know, two big summer programs, and we get people from all over to come to those two. So
those are real feathers in your cap, so to speak.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. We've worked really hard to, you know, keep those up and keep it going and making it fun family time.
Now, as you look back over the 31 years, what are some of the highlights? What are the things that you look back and you think, I really enjoyed that?
Bringing the Summer Roadshow to fruition and seeing all those kids having a good time and getting a chance to go places that they wouldn't, including my own kids who, you know, they couldn't go places because I was working all the time. So I put the younger daughter in the Roadshow too, and they went to state parks, out Cedar 11. They went swimming a couple times a week. They went bowling and roller skating, miniature golf. One of the funniest things I ever saw, though, was Susie Simmons, who was this skinny little lady who was one of the bus drivers for city schools, and she worked for us during the summer, playing softball with the kids at Cedars of Lebanon. And she was upset, really, because I took pictures. But then I also got a picture of her riding on the back of the hayride, and the kids loved her. The kids loved all the bus drivers. They were really good. The haunted houses at Cox, Terry ran.
Oh, that was a good one, always.
I know. It was crazy. You know, because there was four sets of stairs at Cox. You could go up one set of stairs and down another and around, through. But we also did a haunted village at Cannonsburg for a couple of years.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And some of the other things that I've really liked was all the things I brought to the seniors. And true, we used the senior center, St. Clair Street, for that because there was audience, and I tried to do things that the center staff was not doing to kind of compliment them. We did a fish fry, we had a potato bar, a lot of potlucks and tournaments, games, and some special events like National Senior Health and Fitness Day. We changed the name after a while.
You know, over 31 years, you have helped a lot of people find themselves. Like everybody else, I want to thank you, Marlene Sewell, for all that you've given to the people of Murfreesboro through the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. You have a special gift that you've shared, and then you've just you've been a treasure to this community.
Well, thank you, Bart. I do really appreciate that.